You've probably heard these money rules your whole life, but are they actually helping you build wealth, or could they be steering you in the wrong direction? Let's break them down and find out. We'll be right back.
It's time to chart a course to the promised land of financial freedom.
And y'all, setting clear retirement goals is a focus.
This is the Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs.
Let's talk about the green flags.
Helping you raise your money and your life to a higher standard.
All right, and welcome to Prosperity Playbook. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I am here with our host, the one, the only, Nicole Gibbs. Nicole, how are you doing today? Great to see you.
I am good. I'm much better than last week. Last week, I was congested, snotty-nosed little girl. But this week, I feel 100% better. I'm good. I'm happy. It's Memorial Day weekend. So, yes.
But Nicole, yeah, you sound a lot better.
Thank you.
And it looks like you're feeling a lot better this week, which is good.
And that way, all over the place. Sniffing, yeah. And excuse me, y'all. I know I sound like a deep voice person. Like, I'm so glad I'm back to me. I'm so glad. I hate summer colds, spring summer colds. I hate them.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited because I know that you're going to bring a wealth of information, pun intended, to the show today, and talking a lot about finances. And I know money rules. There are always rules, especially when it comes to if the government gets involved, like the tax aspect. But again, before we do, what are your big Memorial Day plans today?
I really don't have any plans. One of my good friends from college, her son. So I'm a part of a boy mom group because me and my college friends, all of us have boys. Now there are some that have girls, of course, but like the core of us, we all have two boys. And one of my good friends, her son is graduating and she's having like a celebration on Sunday for him. So I'm going to hang out with her, one of our other good friends that has two boys. He graduated last. So my son graduated first. My friend from San Diego, her son graduated last year. And now this friend, her son graduates this year. So we're all going to meet up at her house this Sunday and hang out and talk trash and drink wine and water too. And eat barbecue. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I don't have anything planned for Memorial. The jazz festival.
Oh, is that going on? I'm a huge jazz fan. Love the jazz.
Tony, the jazz festival here in Atlanta is a staple. Me and my boys, I was taking them there since we were kids. We would just go out there. I'll just take food, sandwiches. Well, now they have food trucks and it's evolved, of course. But yeah, the jazz festival is here too.
Oh, that's a blast. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. I love the jazz. And you know, when you said the magic word barbecue, you're talking my language. That's awesome.
And listen, barbecue is healthy food too, because it's on a grill. So,
it's grilled meat. So not as greasy, more lean and delicious. Exactly. That's the thing. Yeah. Well, that's great. So I know that we hear a lot about money, rules of money, how to invest money. So and like you said in the opening, you know, you don't want to be steered in the wrong direction. Let's break down the rules. I know we're going to do a fun take on some classic money sayings. So let's jump into that. You know, maybe a little humor, a smart pro tip for those headed into retirement. I know there's a saying out there, Nicole, that a fool and his money are soon parted. Now, what does that mean?
So, translation, if you don't know how to manage your money, someone else will, and it won't be in your favor. That's what that means. The reality check of this particular money rule or money saying is, think about it like this. Have you ever seen someone blow their entire tax refund on a giant TV and then complain about bills the next month? That's basically what it means. It also means that you shouldn't, every single dollar that you get, you shouldn't just spend up. I've talked about this previously. Like, you should allow that money when you get paid? Now, I know everybody has different pay scales. Some people get paid weekly. Some people get paid daily. Some people get paid biweekly, monthly, whatever. And sometimes by the time the money comes to you, it's already spent. But I want you to take the notion of letting that money sit in your account for at least 24 hours. Do not spend anything, because if you let it sit and you get an opportunity to get a planner and write out all your bills for whatever you have to do, I feel like you telling your money where to go and giving it a job of what to do, it's better than just, you know, getting some money. Oh, I got $2,500. I'm going to go buy a TV. I'm going to go to Red Lobster. I'm going to go. And then next month you're like, dang, I can't pay my, I got to put my cell phone bill on a payment plan. The whole tip about this particular saying or this particular rule is, me, someone like myself, a financial advisor or professional, isn't just for millionaires or billionaires or people who have thousands and thousands of dollars. We actually help people just like you. You do not pay me for what I'm going to help you with. That's the first thing. And I think you should get one before your money pulls a disappearing act on you. I can help you if you have a problem with that. That's the whole moral of this story. If you talk to anyone that has dealt with me, everyone will tell you, like, she is not invasive. She's very, you know, I'm hands on and I kind of direct you, but I meet you where you are. That's who I am. So I try to bring my personality to the planning situation to make you feel comfortable, because who wants to talk about bad money habits or a person that has has this huge nest egg? You be holding on to your pocketbooks tight and holding it close to your chest. So sometimes I have, you know, I try to just make sure that I bridge some type of connection of trust and meet you where you are.
I love the fact that you have clients that are multimillionaires, wealthy business owners, all the way to people who are, you know, just still working hard to build up that emergency fund and their 401k or their retirement funds or stocks, and figure out the savings end of it. And I think it's huge. It's important either way to work with a trusted financial professional like yourself. And trust is just a huge part of this.
It is. And everybody's talking about the license too. Licensed and trained. Don't forget that part, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to work with a licensed financial professional. Anybody can say it, but you have the licensure, you have the experience, and you've helped so many people in the community with this, and you're held to those standards. That's really important. Another saying that we always hear, at least, and some of these are, you know, you don't hear them as much anymore, but a penny saved is a penny earned.
Yes. The translation is, saving money is just as good as making money. If you've ever picked up a penny off the sidewalk and felt like a financial genius, then this one's for you. I'm one of those people. If I see coins on the ground, I don't just walk past it, because mentally my mindset is like, I read this book by Stuart Weil a while back called The Money Bible. And in that book, he was just basically saying, you cannot like have a disregard for money. You have to respect it. And when you walk past a penny, it's disrespect. To me, in my mind, the way I dissected that is, when you walk past the penny, you're just like, ah, it's a penny, but you don't know a penny. One penny plus two pennies plus three pennies equal, like, if you get 100 pennies, you got a dollar, you know? So I never pass coins and things like that. I pick them up. And I always say this saying, money comes to me easily and frequently. I always say it when I pick it up. So you don't have to do that, but that's just my little thing. But small savings add up. Don't forget to invest. A penny in a high yield savings account beats a penny in your couch cushion. So just wanted to kind of give you that little you know.
Yeah, exactly. I love the little I love that. And you're right. Small savings add up. And, you know, we're using the penny as an example, but when you start using dollars, it really adds up. When, you know, I like what you said there. Money in a high yield account will beat money and just sitting in a checking account, not earning interest. And the couch cushions are under the mattress. People joke about keeping money under their mattress. You're losing money. If you just leave money in a checking account or money in your mattress, it's the same. You're not earning interest typically at all. And you're not keeping up with inflation at all. You know, things, certain prices have doubled over the last 10 years. Yeah. And if a price of something has doubled, that means your money is only worth half as much when you go to buy those groceries or fill that tank with gas. So you need to be earning interest on it to keep up with inflation, right?
Absolutely. Purchasing power is super important. Yes, that's super important.
But what's the next one? Easy come, easy go. Some people take a kind of a lackadaisical, I don't know what the word is, a too casual approach to their money, right?
Yeah, money that comes quickly tends to disappear just as fast. I am an advocate. So the last 5 years has been transformative for me. The trajectory of my business has changed because I changed my mindset when it came to money. So when I changed my mindset, I was in 2020, 2021, I was getting all these checks, just lump sums, right? And I'm just like, oh, it's going to come. I'm booming. I'm finally making. And I realized that it's like God sees things that you can't see in the future, right? So he prepares you for the future that you cannot see. So when I was getting those checks, I should have been saving most of it and not spending it up. So I had to learn the lesson that even though, and it wasn't easy for me to make the money, first of all. It's just easy for me to do what I do. I love what I do. So the money comes. You get what I'm saying? So
yep.
I had to learn that, okay, as long as I do what I'm supposed to do as far as purpose, passion, and all that, I'm going to be rewarded from God, the universe, for what I am doing. And in so, I have to be a good steward over what my reward is or this money thing is, right? So ever won a few bucks on a scratch off and then felt like a millionaire, spent it all on even more scratch offs? We've all been there, right? That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. So the tip and the advice here is windfalls like an inheritance or lottery wins, or if you're an entrepreneur like myself and you, your paychecks come in lump sums every 2 months, every 2 weeks, sometimes it just depends on what's going on, but money comes to me sporadically and sometimes in windfalls, that should go into an investment. Not impulse buys, right? Your future self will thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Not just more scratch off or lottery tickets.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Invest the money where it can make money for you and where you know it'll grow. That's really important. That's huge.
You can't go to Vegas and win. So me and Ross, when we went to Scottsdale, Arizona, we went to this, I think I talked about this before, but we went to this casino talking stick and we had a good time. And I'm not a gambler. I'm a moderate person. My risk tolerance is in the middle. So he was like, Nicole, since we're out, I'm going to give you $100. I want to take that $100, stuck it in my back pocket and not think about it no more. He was like, no, use it. I'm like, I don't want to gamble this money. I might lose it all. Yeah. So anyway,
that's what I would have done. I would have put the money in my pocket and and bought something that I wanted. Maybe I might have spent it, but I wouldn't have gambled it.
Listen, Tony, that was, you would have missed out on almost $800. I won $800.
Wow.
I did. I wouldn't do it though. I'm not a gambler.
I'm so risk adverse. It drives me nuts. And I used to, in my younger days, when I lived in Southern Cal and was single, a bunch of us guys where I worked, we'd pile in the car on a Friday and drive to Las Vegas. And we'd sit at the tables and play blackjack until I would set aside a certain amount of money and play until it was gone. And back then there were $2 tables, $5 tables. So I literally said, I'm not spending more than $50. And I played all night on that 50 until it was gone.
Wow.
Sometimes I was up 100, up 200. I was up 300, maybe 4. And then sometimes I was down a bit. But when I lost my initial 50, when I was down, then I'm out. And I had a lot of fun. You can't play that long on. Now some of the minimums on tables are $50, I've heard, in Vegas. So that one hand of blackjack, that could be gone in 30 seconds.
I'm glad I don't know how to play blackjack or what's the other one people play, poker. I don't know how to play any of those.
I love blackjack, love it.
Uno, but not
Uno. Yes, I love Uno, but I don't play it anymore. I just can't, because I know typically most people will lose. They'll play.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Uno's coming to Las Vegas, by the way.
What is?
They're actually going to have a Uno table.
Uno tables.
I don't know what that's going to look like.
That is crazy.
Isn't it?
That's nuts. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. Something. Yeah, I might try that. Well, hey, there's more sayings out there. I've heard the one. Tell me what you think of this. I've heard this. I'm not sure what people. More money, more problems. What's the translation of that?
So having more money can bring more responsibilities and stress. It could also be a target on your back, especially if you're letting everybody know I'm rich, I got money. If you're wearing designer and driving the fanciest cars, people are going to you're literally creating haters. You're creating jealousy and envious people that have that in them to have a target on you and talk about you. That's what I feel like more money, more problems mean. Also, if you're not paying your taxes, more money means that you have to pay more taxes or frequently pay your taxes as a business owner, pay your taxes every quarter. That's how you stay out of trouble. But that's basically what that means. Little Kim and Biggie actually had a song, More Money, More Problems, back in the day. Y'all remember
that? That's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. More money, more problems. You bet. Love it.
I'd rather have problems in a beach house than a basement apartment. Okay. Because what I've noticed is a lot of people they get money, get a windfall. And what they do is they go buy a Range Rover, but you're still parking it in front of an apartment or a modular home or something mindset wise, it doesn't financially make sense.
Yeah, so live within your means, even if you have a windfall, like we were talking about, is what you're saying.
Yes. Janice Ware, the publisher of the Atlanta Voice News, her and I are really, starting to have a great relationship. And we were talking one day and she was just like, Nicole, she was like, she hates when people live beyond their means. She was like, I drove my BMW for 15 years. I said, and Miss Janice, guess what? I'm going to drive my car. My car is 13 years old. It's a luxury car, but it's 13 years old. It's in the shop right now. It's being fixed because I don't have a car notes. I don't have a car payment and it's just fine. It gets me from point A to point B. I can't ride it as much as I used to ride it on the highways, but I'm going to ride that car till the wheels fall off. Literally. Sure. I'm not going to go out here and get a car note when I don't have to.
Yeah. If you don't have to, you shouldn't. And cars are really expensive now. If you want to buy brand new ones, that's why I always buy, last year it was the first, I'm 60 years old. And last year was the first time in my entire life that I have personally ever purchased a brand new vehicle. I've always bought and used my entire life. Low mileage used has been my theme, and it's always worked. And it makes more financial sense because cars depreciate in value the minute you drive them off the lot. But I did bite the bullet, and because I got an amazing deal on a car that was brand new. Only had 9 miles on it when I test drove.
Oh, so wow.
That's the newest car I've ever owned.
Yeah. That's, you deserve the finer things in life. We deserve.
Sure, you don't have to deny yourself. And if you've worked hard and earned money, there's no shame in it. Even if you do create haters, that's their problem. Right. But as long as you don't live beyond your means and you're not doing it just to keep up with, your buddy or your neighbor, right?
It's the ego thing, Tony. I had to I had to wrestle my ego down, I DDT'd her and pinned her down to the ground and said, look, we're not doing this. I had to have that talk with myself because it's all ego. It's in your mind. Feeling like you have to keep up with other people by having designer things or the best or this or whatever the case may be. It's one thing if you want to do it's okay to have the best, but not at the expense of somebody else's thoughts. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Or at the expense of things, you're going to need later. If you want to leave something to family or do things like that, make sure you're not living beyond your means and saving for that. Now, the other saying, everybody's heard this one, you have to spend money to make money. Is that true?
That's very true. You really do. Smart investments can lead to greater returns. Now, unless you're just spending money without the making part.
Right. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. But looking at you people who buy get rich quick courses and things like that or whatever, that doesn't work.
Right.
What I've learned is my business grew when I became intentional about everything that I do and everything that I did to get to this point. Spending on quality financial advice, good health care, and a diversified portfolio is money well spent. So you taking $5,000, like if you get your tax refund and putting it in a Roth IRA, that's a smart investment. That's what we're talking about. But it all starts at the mindset. It all starts at where you are in your mindset and where your ego is. You cannot be egotistical when it comes to financial planning. You can't be acting like the big boss when you need to be saving like the peasant or the person who's trying to get out of survival mode. You have to create a balance when it comes to understanding financial planning and things like that. So
yeah,
that's what I'll say.
There you go. Well, and that's huge. I think that's right. You know, smart investments can lead to greater returns. And so sometimes you really do have to spend money to make money. But again, not when it comes to spending money on get rich quick courses or things like that. No. I'm interested to hear your take on this because you hear this all the time. The best things in life are free. And there was an alternative song by a weird, I don't know, Japanese alternative group in the early 80s. And it went, I think it might have even been a cover of a really old song. But the line was, the best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
That's funny. Well, we need money to survive. It's next to oxygen. It's the way our structure in our system is, our capital system is set up. We have to have money. So that's the first thing. But love, laughter, and nature, they don't cost a dime. And I'm going to tell you the story really, really quickly. This week, one of my guys, I played this game called Last War, and I've met some amazing people all over the world, not just in the
U.S. Wow.
And we were just talking on the game or whatever. And he was like, how are you? I was like, I'm just extremely happy today. And I don't even know why I'm just so happy. I just felt happiness. Let me tell you, I don't know how people don't have a car, Tony, but I have been without a car for the past 3 days. And I thought I was going to lose my mind, but I started being grateful for all the things that I do have. I mean, I still have a car, but it's just in the shop. It's being fixed right now. So I'm learning, like, when you change your mindset about things, your perspective change, your perspective changes, and so does the outcome of certain situations. So the reality check is that, true, you have seen the price of gas just to drive to a free park. You're like, I'm going to a free park and I got to put $5 worth of gas, $5 a gallon. That's how much it costs to put gas in my car. That's expensive. Right. But really you expensive. Cannot look at that because guess what? I have the resources. I have the money to at least do that. I do think it's important to enjoy free experiences, but make sure you've saved enough to afford the good things in life, like healthcare and travel or whatever. I feel like health is the most important thing. It's the next thing to wealth. Health is wealth, actually, is what I want to say. So love, laughter, health, nature, all those things, those are the things that I'm grateful for. And I think that's where that burst of happiness came from that day.
That's great. I like that. And you're a happy person in general, Nicole. I mean, I can't even imagine having to be without your car for 3 days. That would be a nightmare, especially if you're trying to get around the Atlanta area. I don't think you could do it without a car. The next big one, and we've all heard this, you can't take it with you.
You sure can't. You can't bring your wealth to the afterlife. So enjoy it now. So I feel a certain way about that, too. I do feel like you should save money for retirement so you can have something in retirement. But I also feel like this guy I know, he literally was like, I literally am paying for life insurance policies, $1 million life. He has 3 kids. And he literally told them, go get a $1 million life insurance policy on me because my money, he owns several restaurants, lounges, things like that. He was like, my money is my money. I'm gonna spend it on what I want to spend it on in this lifetime. Get $1 million policy. I'll pay the premium. And when I pass away, you can get that to do what you want to do with it. So some people have that idea. The reality is your ears are hoping you believe this so you can live large, so they can live large on your dime. And I tell my kids all the time, like, I don't mind doing anything for them. And we're going to talk about adult children, but I don't mind doing things for them, but I am not going to spend. I'm not going to save all of my money for them to spend. Yeah. Like, I want to leave a legacy for them. Me and my ex-husband, we're going to buy a home for them here in Atlanta. We're going to make sure I have his life. He has life insurance. I have life insurance. So if anything happens to us, they get an inheritance. But I feel like you should enjoy your money. Also plan for a legacy, whether that's helping family or leaving like a humanitarian impact on the world. So that's how I feel about that.
Well, I love that. That's a great idea. What that guy did is saying, I'm spending my money now, but I will pay a premium so you can have, that's your money. The inheritance will be the life insurance policy. But you know, you can't take it with you. I heard a great line the other day, and it's, I've never seen a Hearst pulling a U-Haul.
Never.
You can't take it with you, which means you can't take it with you. You're not going to see that hearse pulling a U-Haul with all the guy's stuff in it. No. The person that passed. And of course, to wrap it up, let's talk about this one. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I think this one is so true and so important. Right.
Diversify your investments. Yes. Diversify your investments. I was talking with a client last night and we were doing a rollover and she was talking about her IUL. And she was like, I just do not want to put all in one basket. I was like, girl, your portfolio is diverse, honey. You have an IUL, you have a Roth IRA, you have a pension. And her and I were going to talk next week about something else that she could start to, you know, create another source of income. The reality check is if you put all your money in one hot stock and it tanks, you're left with scrambled dreams. So a well-balanced mix of stocks, bonds, and real estate will help protect your next egg.
Yeah. And let's actually, there's time for just a quick one. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes. Yeah, so everybody knows that wills, beneficiaries trump wills. I just wanted to say that real quick, but I'll get into that a little bit more. But where there's a will, there's a way. That's me. I wanted to go to DC for a conference and I waited until the last minute to get my ticket. And let me tell you something. I drove to DC to go to that conference. I was like, if there's a will, there's a way, I'm going to be there. Ended up being there. I had to stop in a Starbucks outside of Richmond. Most people don't do this. This is the entrepreneurial journey. So I'm just telling you a little bit into my life. Sure. I was like, when I get there, I want to be ready. I don't want to just be looking like, oh, I just got off the road. I stopped at a Starbucks. This particular Starbucks, Tony, had outlets where you could plug a curling iron. I was like, who designed the Starbucks? I plugged my curling iron in. I had my curling iron in my bag when I went inside the Starbucks, ordered my coffee, curled my hair real quick. And by the time I got to where I was going, I was cute as I don't know what, but I didn't want to walk in there dusty off the road. So where there's a will, there's a way. Determination leads to success.
Yes.
That particular conference, I met the person who put the conference on and he wants to have more conversation with me about doing work together. So that is super important. The reality check is, if we're talking about an actual will, make sure you have one. Understand that beneficiaries trump what's on the will.
Yes.
And the tip about all of this is get your estate planning in order. Trust, wills, and power of attorney are must-haves for a stress-free future.
There you go. That's a great point. Well, we covered a lot today, Nicole. I mean, a lot in this short episode. So, let's let our listeners know before we go how they can get a hold of you. I'm sure they have questions or want to get their own plan in place. All they have to do is pick up the phone and give you a call or go to the website, correct? What's that website again?
The website is prosperityplaybookradio.com.
All right. And the phone number, if people want to call, is 888-919-0024. Again, that's 888-919-0024. Well, Nicole, great show. And listeners and viewers, that does it for today's episode of Prosperity Playbook with our host, the one, the only, Nicole Gibbs.
During this show, Nicole Gibbs provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed
guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Ross Dixon. By contacting Ross Dixon, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.